We're going to be over in Luke, the 10th chapter, if you want to turn over there with me for a little bit. How many of you have ever seen a documentary or ever seen anything on television about how the wolves hunt? Have you ever seen anything like that? I know Tony probably has, a few of you here know. You know what they'll do, and Tony, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because you know a lot about this, but you know, when a wolf pack goes out to hunt, whether they're getting into a herd of elk or whether they're getting to whatever they're getting into, you know what? They want to hunt out those that are weak. They want to hunt out those that are sick, and they want to go after the young also, if they can get to them. What they'll do is maybe they'll take and they'll chase the herd and just keep going and chasing them and chasing them and keep going after them until finally one of them gives up or one of them's weak or too sick to keep up with the rest of the herd, and then that's when they attack and that's when they bring them down. And that's what they'll do. And you know, I was thinking about this, and God showed me this scripture over in Luke 10:3. I'll go ahead and read it now. You get the gist of what I'm going to go here. And Jesus was talking unto the 70, sending 70 out. And I'll just read the first verse down to the third verse. It says in chapter 10 of Luke, after these things, the Lord appointed over 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that ye would send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your way. And now I want you to listen to this. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Did you get that? Jesus was telling these 70 here that he was sending them out. He knew. He knew what he was sending them into. You understand that? And you know something else? He knew that whenever they started preaching the gospel, whenever they started spreading the good news that he wanted them to preach, that the wolves would soon be out. And that the wolves would be out there trying to take them down. Do you understand that? That's what he was trying to tell them, trying to warn them. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, I want to come with thanksgiving in my heart again, the opportunity to preach these people this morning, Lord, and preach for you. I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, that no matter what's said and done here, it would be for the upbuilding of thy kingdom, for your glory and for your honor, Lord. I want to give you all that, no matter what's said and done here, Lord. You need it. You deserve that, because you are the great God that you are, that your son Jesus is the Savior of this world. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We pray, Father, for all the hearts here this morning and the minds, Lord. I pray that they would be open, and that, Father, that you would help them to understand what needs to be said here today. And, Lord, we'll give you the praise for it all. Amen. As I told you, wolves are always shown pulling down the very young, the sick, the very old, and the stragglers. I want to tell you something, Drift Run Church. It's important that we get this message. I hope you understand this morning. I'm talking to my church here this morning. I hope you get this message. Jesus was trying to tell these 70. It applies to all lives this morning. It applies to all those families that I see here in this church this morning. It applies to my church family this morning especially. I want you to understand this. There are those we go to church with every week. You know what? Listen, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our co-workers. I want you to understand, this applies to them also. Because the wolves are out there. You get it? You see what I'm saying? The wolves are out there. Jesus sent them. And you know what? We are saved. If we are saved here today, we go out amongst the world also today. We are the ones that go out and spread the gospel today. And if you don't think for one minute, just like he said, I send you out as lambs among wolves, listen to me. You are going out amongst the wolves. You're out there every day. You're out there amongst them. The wolves will show up. I have seen wolves pull down friends, family, and even preachers that I went to church with. Do you understand that? I've seen them pull them down. I've seen them pull down people and families at this church. Amen? I've seen it. I'm not standing up here telling you something that you don't already know probably, but I'm telling you what, I've seen it. There have been those that have been here that worshiped right here with us. You know what? They no longer come to church here right now. And you know what? The sad part of it is, they no longer go to church anywhere. The wolves were after them. The wolves kept after them. Unrelentless in their attack. They're bloodthirsty in a spiritual way. These wolves come in all shapes and sizes. And I want to tell you something. Yes. Yes, they have a leader. He is the alpha male. And that is Satan. You understand that? That's his intent. You know what? And John 10:10 tells us what Satan's goal is. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the Bible says. That's what he does. That's the leader of the pack. That's what he wants to do. But you know what? All his little minions, all his little pups, so to say, they are out there working also for his goal. Jesus says, I come that they might have life, though, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. There's our stand against it. There's our stay against it. You understand? Right there it is. It's Jesus Christ. But you know what? These wolves, they follow in their leader's footsteps. Their goal is to destroy our lives or someone you know and you know what? And have you come over to their way of thinking. That's what these wolves try to do. That's what they're going to try. But you know what? It may be very subtle at times. And sometimes it may not be. But I'm going to tell you something here this morning. They are out there trying to destroy, seeking to destroy what they can. They want to make hypocrites out of all of us. They want to destroy your witness. I heard this earlier in here today. They want to destroy your witness, the witness that you have. You know what? Whenever we stand up for Jesus Christ and we're there and we are the witness for Him, we are the ones that to be Christ-like means to be what? What's it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be a Christ-like. Amen? That's what it means. And you know what? If these wolves can get after us enough to where they can destroy our witness, I'll tell you what, they've started to accomplish what they want to accomplish. You know what? They're attacking today. They're attacking the churches today. Different denominations, different congregations, strife and backbiting. The wolves are out there. Do you understand? Believe in supporting things totally contrary to the Word of God. You know what? Yes, the churches are starting down that path. Should we be surprised? No. Because the Bible says in the last days that it will wax worse and worse. It is going to wax worse and worse. But I'm telling you what. Listen, I'm talking to you this morning. We've got to be on guard. The wolves are howling at our door also. They're doing that. Yes, the wolves have been howling at the church doors for years. They have. They have been howling at the church doors for years. They've been howling at family members' churches. But not only has the wolf been howling outside the doors now, brothers, you know what he's doing to churches now? He's even knocking on the door. And guess what? Instead of the churches putting up barricades, instead of the churches standing up to it, they're opening the doors and letting it press right up the aisles and let it come up and stand behind the pulpits and preach. And the wolves are howling very loud nowadays, folks. They're howling very loud, I'm telling you. You know what? There's no wonder. There's no wonder there's no power in the churches today. There's no wonder that people are being saved and people are being lifted up and people are being brought closer to God. Because when you let the wolves in, all they're going to do is to seek and to destroy what they can. They're going to go after the very weak and the very old and the very sick and the very right on down the line. Do you understand? There's no difference. It's not because God is not on His throne. God is still on His throne. Revelations 20:11-12 tells us, and I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whom the face, the earth, and the heavens fled away, there was no place found for them. God is still on His throne. And I'm going to tell you, right on here, it's 3 billion years from now, God is still going to be on His throne. Because He is the God of all creation. He's the God that created everything. He created us. Amen. He's not. Is it because God doesn't care? He absolutely cares. He absolutely cares. No matter what these wolves try to put in your mind that God does not care for you or whatever, I'm telling you, God does care. 1 Peter 5 says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him. For what? He cares for you. He cares for you. God still cares. Don't let the wolves tell you any different. God still cares. No, it's because there's too many in the churches today that are being taken down by the wolves. That's why we have no power in the churches today. That's why, because you know what? Listen to what I'm saying here. You know what? If they get a hold of the main one, if they get a hold of the preacher, and the preacher is preaching lies out there and preaching not the truth, you know what? The wolves, it's easier for them to get into things. Am I right? It is. The preachers have failed. Amen. You can put it right there. You can put it, to preach the Bible without fear. You know what? We failed to do that sometimes. Preachers have failed to preach the Bible in love. Preachers have failed to preach the Bible with the leading, this is the most important, with the leading of the Holy Spirit in their lives. I'll tell you what, I thank God that I feel the Holy Spirit in my life to preach. Do you understand that? If without the Holy Ghost leading and guiding what I preach and what I say, do you understand? It'd be no different than getting up there and just opening up the book and just reading it. Amen? That's not what it's about. He wants us to, preachers want to be led and fed of the Holy Ghost, and whenever they get that, praise God, the word should go out the way that it should be. It should be without fear, without people fearing what people's going to say, and you know what, old preacher, you better not preach that. Listen to me. God puts it upon my heart, and it's from the Bible, it's coming out. You understand? I want you to understand that. It's coming out. Then we wonder why so many fall by the wayside. We wonder that because you know why? Whenever we give them messages like that sometimes, and the woman, and without the Spirit of God in life, we send the flock out. We send them out into the world. And just as Jesus told the 70, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. If you do not have the Word of God implanted in your life, if you do not hear the Word of God preached to you, when you go out amongst them, praise God, I feel for you because you know what? You need that. You need to feel the Spirit of God in your life also. Listen, the wolves of this world attack the flock from every angle. They attack them from every angle. It's unreal nowadays how that they do this. I told you earlier that wolves are like to attack those that are young, the sick, the old, and the stragglers. Have you ever seen times like these? Have you ever seen it? I'm going to talk about the young right now. Listen, where are the young being attacked? Why? You know, they're being attacked from so many angles today. You agree with me on that? The young, the teenagers, our young ones are being attacked. Drugs and alcohol taking a hold on our youth in this country like no other time. I'm sorry, it has. We don't have to look far to see it, do we not? We don't have to look far out of our community to see it. How that is, you know what? It affects our work, it affects people we work with, it affects our friends, it affects our families, it affects our neighbors, it affects all those things. And the wolves are howling, and the church is not immune to this problem. It's not. I'm sorry, I wish I could say that it's not. I wish I could say that if you bring your child here and you come to church, and that they would be immune totally to all that. I'll be standing up here being a liar to you because that's not the case. You know why? Because the devil would like no better thing than to get into your family because you are going to church. He would like to get in there just as much as I have been here going on 6 years, and I have seen how drugs have tore up this little community and tore apart families in this church. I have seen it. Amen? I have seen it firsthand. And you know what? They're still out there. They have not left. The wolves are still out there. They're knocking on your door. They're knocking on this church's door. Yes, these wolves have attacked in full force. Did you know that Jesus warned us like he did in about the 70, whenever he warned us, the scripture I read to you, he warned us, he said, you're going out amongst wolves, the sheep went out amongst wolves, your children are out there. I've seen the wolves attack our young ones' minds also. Have you not? Oh, yes, they have. Yes, they have. Our young children and teenagers compliment, thinking about things and doing things that are unfathomable. Unimaginable one time maybe, but they think about this stuff. What started in Columbine in 1999, it seems like happens way too often today. Way too often today. Am I right? I hope so. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The young and the teenager, those who should be happy, those who should have nothing to worry about in their lives, you know that? Those who should be full of hope. Those who should be are feeling hopelessness in their lives for whatever reason, some of them. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a medical doctor. Nor as a preacher will I stand up here and tell you that if the parents are totally at fault in this. I would not ever do that because I know how these wolves do. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'll tell this to the young and old alike, and I will proclaim it loudly, and I will proclaim it proudly. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. If your mind is under attack by these wolves, I'm telling you here this morning, right here, Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's the only one that will give you a peace that'll last, a true peace. Philippians 4:7, and I want you to mark this in your Bibles. I want you to mark this. You know it. And the peace of God shall which passeth all understanding, get the last part of this, mark it in yellow, shall keep your hearts and what? Minds. Did you get that? Keep your hearts and minds through who? Through Dave Long? Through Drift Run Church? No! Through Jesus Christ! Through Christ Jesus! You see, the trouble is when the wolves start knocking, we want to run to everything else. We want to go every other direction. We want to take it upon everything else when the wolves start howling at our young ones' minds and everything else. I'm telling you this morning, the only real peace that we know is in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The Hemp Hills used to sing that song. I love that song. The only real peace that I have is in Jesus. And I'm here to tell you this morning, the only real peace that Dave Long has ever had in my life is whenever I've totally, totally given everything to Jesus. Everything. Amen. Let Jesus have it all. Let Him have it. Let Him have it all. It's hard to do. I understand that. I'm not up here trying to make out some new religion to you. I'm just telling you, when you let Him have it, you've got to let Him have it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot take part of it back with you. You've got to let Him have every ounce of what is troubling in you, in your heart, and in your mind, and say, Jesus, it is yours. It's yours. And he said, He'll give you peace of mind. Amen. When the wolves of doubt and fear start howling, call out to Jesus. Well, you know what? So many times, whenever fear and doubt come among our minds, I said we look to everything else, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whether it's sex, whatever it may be. But listen to me. It says here, call out to Jesus Christ. I've heard so many times where people have been tormented by devils in their life. And these demons come upon them. And this is not fairy tale stuff. I'm telling you, demons are out there. They are out there, and they come upon people's lives, and they try to get after them and try to get into them. And the only thing that these people could do, the only thing that they could do was cry out to Jesus Christ. And guess what? The demons had to leave. They had to, because they can't stand the presence of my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. They can't stand in His presence. Why? Because He is the Son of God. That's why. If I'm going to call on somebody, I want to call on the best. Don't you, Ryan? If I'm going to go to a doctor, I want to go to the best. Don't you? Well, praise God. If I want a healing for my soul, I want to go to the best, and that's Jesus Christ. That's who I want to go to. Jesus, call out to Jesus. You know, young people, don't let the wolves of out there of this propaganda that we hear all the time nowadays, do not let them get into your minds. Whether it's gay marriage, whether it's abortion, whether it's legalization of drugs, I don't care what it is, do not let the wolves get into your minds. There's people in here that have went to college, and they can tell you. When you get into college, they're going to try to persuade you in a lot of different ways. You know that. Most of you that've been here, I know I've got a pretty intelligent congregation here. I'm not trying to go speak over your head. There's no way I could ever speak over your head. But you know as well as I do. Any of you that's ever went to college, you know as well as I do. They try to distort your mind sometimes. They try. That's what I'm telling you right here. Do not let the wolves of propaganda try to sway you in any other direction. Listen to me. Turn your mind away from them. And you know what? Turn your mind and remember the things that you've been taught as a child, that Jesus Christ is still saving today. He still loves you. And you know what? When all that stuff said and done, He, at the end of it, He will still be there for you. His word's still true. And it'll always stand true. When you go to college, the most important book that you can have there is your Bible. Keep it close. Keep it handy. Read it as much as possible. Amen. Amen. Turn your mind. Even though all those around you may be supporting these issues. And they are. Listen, I was reading it. Fox did a poll and Quebec did a poll. I like reading polls, as you can see. The United States now, 60-some percent, according to Quinnipiac, believe that gay marriage should be legalized. 60-some percent. Fox poll had it somewhere around almost 50%. And those that oppose it are down around 40-some percent, and the rest, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just telling you, listen to me, do not believe the wolves when they howl. No matter what this world wants to tell you, I'm going to tell you what the Word of God stands true. Don't let them change your hearts and minds. Exodus, thou shalt not, Exodus 30, 23, 2 says it best. And listen to me, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Let them go. Let them howl. Let them run. Let them run. Let them run away. Don't follow a multitude to do evil. You stand upon what God says. Let the wolves howl. Let them howl. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, church family. We need to be like, you know how the muskox takes care of a wolf? You know how they do it? We need to be like this with our family. You know what a muskox does? They'll take and put their young in the middle, and then they'll encircle them. And they stand there with their horns out. And they will fight to the death for their children. They have more sense than some parents, amen? They have more sense than some parents, I'm afraid to say. You know what? When the wolves attack them, they stand there full front on and they take them on. I'm telling you right now, parents and grandparents and church family, we need to be the same way. The wolves are howling against them. They put their young in the middle and they fight for them. People, we need to encircle our young. We need to encircle our children. We need to encircle our teenagers. And I'm not just talking about the parents in here. I'm talking about us as Drift Run Church. We need to encircle our young ones. You know what? Surround them with biblical truth. Amen? Amen? Let them know what the Word of God says and stand upon it. Don't waver from it. Listen, don't waver from God's Word. Not one jot, not one little tittle. We don't need to waver from it. We have the truth in front of us. Show them love. Live love in front of them. Stand and do that. Don't be one of those who says, do as I say and not as I do. Then we got enough of that in the world today. Amen? We got enough preachers like that today in the world. I'll take on my own. We have too much of that today. You know what James tells us about that kind of a philosophy right there, where you do as a, you just do as I say, not as I do. I'll tell you what he says about James. He says, James 3 says, who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge amongst you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. Then it goes on to say, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. You know what? If I'm telling you that I love you and I'm showing the exact opposite, this is what he tells us. This wisdom is descendeth not from above, but is earthly, it is sensual, and it says it is devilish. Don't be one of those type of people. You do what you say that you're going to do. You don't just tell your young ones to do it. Encircle them with prayer. Tink does a song called Wall of Prayer. And you know what? I believe, you know, we need to encircle our young ones with prayer. Let them, and I'm going to tell you something. Let them hear you praying for them. Let them hear, let them know that you are praying for them. You know, let them hear it. You know, let them hear that you're praying for their safety. Let them hear that you're praying for their spiritual growth. Let them hear that you're praying for their friends instead of consistently putting their friends down. How about that once in a while? Let them hear you thanking God for all that you have instead of complaining about what you don't have. The wolves are knocking, folks. You know something? We think sometimes we're kidding, we're fooling them kids or the way we do things around them. We're not fooling them. We're showing them how to live what we're showing them. You understand? Let them hear you praying for them, praying for your spouse instead of arguing with him all the time. Let them hear you praying for your church and your church family instead of talking bad about them. Amen? I didn't figure I'd get much amens out of some of this. Drives the wolves away with your prayers. Do you understand? They're hearing so much stuff in their lives. They're getting attacked by all angles. Listen to me. Drive the wolves away. Let them hear your prayers. Let them hear your wisdom. Let them hear God's word in their lives. Let your kids know that you honestly care about them, what's going on in their lives. Let them know that you honestly, truly care about what's going on in their lives once in a while. The wolves would like nothing better than to get in. That's what they want. They just want a little crack. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It just takes a little crack, and they can get in there and start messing with these young people's minds. And don't help the wolves with their objectives, parents. You know, too many young people will hear curse words flying in their direction from their parents instead of prayers. I'm sorry. That's just the way. You know what? I don't think it ought to be that way. Too many young people see filth on TV shows and hear stuff on radios that your parents are watching. And you know what they'll do? They'll tell their kids, listen, you know what? You need to just go on out of here. You know I'm not to be watching it. Can I give you a humble opinion of mine? If they shouldn't be watching it, you shouldn't be watching it either. Amen. You know, that's just my humble opinion on that. But you know what? I think I got the Word of God to stand on. Amen. Too many people spend more time with their phones and their devices than they do their kids. It happens. You're meddling, preacher. I can just see it back here. You're a meddling preacher, right?
Go ahead.
I'm talking about the wolves getting to our young. You wonder? You wonder why sometimes? You wonder why they get there? You know what? There's times we need to go look in the mirror. We need to go look in the mirror sometimes. Maybe that'll answer the question for us sometimes. Maybe it will. I don't know. I'm talking about the wolf tribe. As far as I'm concerned, when we are talking about our kids and our grandkids, like those muskox, this preacher here is willing to fight to the death for you, your kids, and you know what? My grandkids and my kids. You know what? Till there's a last breath in me. Till there's one last breath in Dave Long. And for long as he lets me stand behind this pulpit and you guys let me stand, I've got your back. I've said that to people in here. I mean it. I have got your back. I will pray for you. I will help you as much as I can possibly help you. Because I don't want the wolves coming after you're young. I don't want the wolves coming after you. I've seen too many people fall by the wayside. And you know that wolf, when they get a hold of an elk or something like that, when they finally get a hold of them, they'll grab them around the neck, they'll grab them in the sides, they'll pull their guts out of them, they'll rip their throats out of them. They'll do anything to bring them down. And you don't think the wolves out here are not doing the same thing spiritually to us? They'll do anything to bring you down. They'll do anything to get a hold of your kids. And you know what? We need to fight. We need to fight with everything within us. Say, God, with your help, we are going to get through this. They come get us home.